is your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, we cannot rule out some rain showers early, otherwise partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies, upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll have rain likely overnight, breezy with a low near 39. For tomorrow, slight chance of rain early, then gradual clearing skies, cooler temperatures in the lower 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low at 26, and Sunday, mostly sunny. Currently, it's 65.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farm groups offering a mixed reaction to the House passage of a tax reform package. American Farm Bureau calling the action a step closer to a tax code that works for all farmers and ranchers. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association called the passage a step in the right direction. Danielle Beck is NCBA's Director of Government Affairs. She talks about what's in the bill.
Immediately doubles the exemption limits on the death tax. And then in 2025, the death tax would be permanently repealed. So that's excellent news. We were thrilled that House legislators maintain their longstanding commitment to the livestock and agricultural industries, that they're going to get rid of the death tax once and for all. In addition, the House also would allow for full immediate expensing after September 2017, but before January 23. So all purchases, you'd receive 100% bonus depreciation right off the bat. And that's excellent news. It also increases the small business expensing cap under Section 179 from $500,000 to $5 million, and it lifts the dollar-for-dollar phase-out that exists at $2 million right now to $20 million. And that would also be effective for a period of tax years starting in 2017 going through 2023. In addition, it increases and expands cash accounting. So the eligibility threshold would be lifted from $5 million to $25 million and would extend to farm corporations, farm partnerships with a corporate partner, and family farm corporations.
The National Council of Farmer Cooperatives called the passage of the bill unfortunate. The organization says the reform package will raise taxes on farmers and co-ops around the country by eliminating the Section 199 deduction. And the National Farmers Union was alarmed by the passage because the legislation would jeopardize farm bill funding while increasing the federal debt and harming family farmers and ranchers. Focus now turns to the Senate, where they have their own version of tax reform. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A man and a woman from South Central Kansas suffered critical injuries after crashing into a semi on a Kansas highway. The crash happened just before 2 p.m. yesterday, about 6 miles west of Fredonia on U.S. 400. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports that a pickup truck failed to stop at a stop sign and struck a semi in the intersection of K-39 and U.S. 400. Robert Scheidman, 67, and Twyla Scheidman, 71, of Wichita, were flown to Wesley Medical Center. The 33-year-old semi-driver was not injured. A Muslim student athlete who refused to observe the national anthem for religious reasons at a basketball game has been kicked off the team at Garden City Community College. That's igniting a dispute over whether the college violated the 19-year-old student's civil rights because he continued shooting balls during the anthem. The American Civil Liberties Union says it's deciding whether or not to sue. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Don't just survive the holidays, slay the season with buy one, get one half off GNC wellness products. Stay fuller longer with GNC Total Lean Lean Shake 25 and get on your way to losing weight. Improve joint comfort and stiffness in as few as 5 days with GNC Triflex Fast Acting and get digestive support from GNC Probiotic Complex. Mix and match with buy one, get one half off GNC wellness products. Visit GNC or GNC.com today. Sale ends November 22nd. Slay the season only at GNC. Live well.
The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week is on now, with deals across every department. That's all the deals you're looking for, all in one place, available wherever you are. Plus, get free shipping on over 100 million items, with eligible orders over $25. Good times. The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week, from November 17th to 24th.
Kansas took nearly $18 million in federal funds that it shouldn't have. A former government watchdog group says that it wants the state to give the money back. Kansas rejects the findings. Angela D. Rocha, a spokesman for CanCare, says, "We don't believe we did anything wrong." The Office of Inspector General alleges that Kansas incorrectly counted some children in seeking bonus payments to offset the cost of children enrolled in Medicaid. The Wichita Eagle reports that led to more bonus payments than Kansas should have received. Joseph Cron appeared in the Shawnee County courtroom this morning, where he was sentenced to three consecutive hard 50 life sentences. Last month, 34-year-old Cron pled no contest to a trio of first-degree murder charges. Cron was charged with killing Nicole Fisher, Matthew Lovett, and Luke Davis. WIBW reports that three other men will also stand trial for the North Topeka slayings. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville, with tremendous rebates available. Rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A former Nebraska State Patrol investigator charged earlier this year of stealing ammunition from the patrol's facility in Omaha now faces federal charges accused of stealing narcotics while on the job. 44-year-old Christopher Kober of Bellevue was fired in June after being charged by state prosecutors with theft for missing ammunition. A federal indictment charges Kober with stealing painkillers on the job with plans to distribute them. A death penalty sentencing hearing has again been delayed for a former doctor convicted of killing four people. The judge pushed the two-day hearing back to March 12th at the request of defense attorneys who say they need more time to prepare. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard an update on repairs at the county jail after the recent fire and jailbreak. The sheriff has been in contact with an architectural firm selected regarding options for updating the facility. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday continued preliminary discussions regarding development of an economic development board. It was suggested that at least one commissioner be included, but not in charge of the group, and it was further recommended that at least one representative from each community serve on the committee. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard that voter turnout for the November 7th general election was light, just 14%, with few locally contested races on the ballot. Pottawatomie County Commissioners at their last meeting voted unanimously to oppose a proposed National Historic Designation application being forwarded by a group of citizens to the Kansas Historical Society. The effort would likely stop efforts to raise the 130-year-old limestone courthouse and jail facility. The county has indicated a preference to demolish the building and add a more cost-effective structure to house growing county office demand. Much of the old courthouse is used for storage after many offices were moved to an adjacent justice center and former high school across the street 4 years ago. Gage County Planning and Zoning Commission continued discussion recently regarding the county comprehensive plan, considering any changes to zoning regulations within the county. Monday, November 20th, is the final day for residents and businesses in Marysville to enter the Light Up Marysville contest. The annual event is designed to draw visitors to the community. Entries will be listed on maps available with voting by the public December 1st through Christmas Eve. For information, contact Michelle Weitzel with Marysville Convention and Tourism at 619-6050. Business entries are encouraged and will qualify for a package of radio and newspaper advertising contributed by KNDY and the Marysville Advocate. Marysville Chamber of Commerce is seeking snowmen with stories for the Christmas opening November 25th and 26th. Snowmen, past and present, will be displayed at the Arts Center. Each will be featured with your name and any background or related story. The display will be open next Saturday 10 to 2 and Sunday 1 to 4. A People's Choice Award will be given. For details, contact Brenda Stangenborg with the Marysville Chamber of Commerce, 562-3101. George Eichelberger, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the State Line, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for George Eichelberger.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't stress yourself out over Black Friday. Feldenkamp's is having Black Friday sales all month long. Hundreds of styles in stock and more arriving every week. Check out sweet deals on Serta, Simmons, and Beautyrest sets, living room, bedroom, recliner, sofas, and dining room furniture. With 12 months in-store financing, you'll be able to choose all your favorites. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, Feldenkamp's has whatever your home needs. From furnishings to appliance to flooring, stop in today.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we have a couple of low-pressure systems making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. The one making its way across the central parts of the plains is going to bring some cloud cover as well as rain showers, especially as we head into tonight and into the overnight hours continuing into tomorrow. But otherwise, tomorrow afternoon into Sunday and early next week, we do have a high-pressure system that will build, bring in sunny skies and quiet weather. Mild temperatures for today, but once that cold front moves through, a little bit cooler for tomorrow. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Friday, slight chance of rain showers early, then otherwise it'll be partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies, upper 60s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll have rain likely overnight, breezy in the upper 30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35. For Saturday, slight chance of rain showers early, then gradual clearing skies, lower 50s, and tomorrow night, mostly clear. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Miss the crowds and get your shopping done early. Reflections Hallmark is having a pre-Black Friday sale Saturday and Sunday. Get 25% off store-wide and gift wrap and holiday boxed cards or buy one, get one half off. Trust me, this is going to make Christmas shopping fun. Come to Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville, open Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 1 to 5. Some exclusions apply.
Average high temperature mid-November 54. Record high of 80 reached last year on this date. The average low 33 and the record low was 8 degrees in 1959. Sunset this evening 5:07, sunrise in the morning at 7:09.
There's a good chance of showers this weekend, but not the kind you'll need an umbrella for. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 17th, the 321st day of the year. Folk singer Gordon Lightfoot and actor Danny DeVito share a birthday. The Leonid meteor shower is at its peak this weekend. It's not the year's most prolific shower, but it has a reputation for producing especially bright falling stars with glowing tails. Virtually moonless nights will mean a dark sky background for excellent viewing. In the year 1833, the Leonids were so spectacular that they caused near panic in some communities as thousands of shooting stars illuminated the sky in what is called a meteor storm. That was, of course, long before urban light pollution made sky gazing more difficult. This weekend, your best chance of spotting a meteor will be in the pre-dawn hours. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more sky-watching tips at almanac.com.
New or pre-owned, Venotis Motor Company in Marysville has your next vehicle. They have several pickups in on trade, including a 2015 Chevy Silverado 2500, a sharp 2010 Ford F-150 XLT. Several older pickups in on trade, and they're priced right, ready to move. Vehicles, including SUVs and cars, also on the pre-owned lot at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Friday. A Muslim student-athlete who refused to observe the national anthem for religious reasons at a basketball game has been kicked off the team at Garden City Community College. That's igniting a dispute over whether the Western Kansas school violated the 19-year-old student's civil rights because he continued shooting balls during the national anthem. That led to a confrontation with a fan who confronted him about disrespect of the flag. The college contends Rasul Samir was dismissed for a violation of team rules, including not being in the locker room when the anthem was played. But the American Civil Liberties Union says it's concerned that he may have been disciplined for exercising his First Amendment rights. The ACLU is continuing to gather information and making a determination whether or not they're going to sue over the matter. Mid-America Network Sports.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So your son got home safe last night? Tom said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was out past curfew and got stuck on Route 1, but Liberty Mutual went out and took care of it for him.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, a flat, jump, or tow. It's no problem no matter where or when with their roadside assistance.
What was he doing out so late anyway?
Getting himself grounded for a month.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week is on now, with deals across every department. That's all the deals you're looking for, all in one place, available wherever you are. Plus, get free shipping on over 100 million items, with eligible orders over $25. Good times. The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week, from November 17th to 24th.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The National Farmers Union joined a coalition of 82 farmer, rural, and consumer groups in sending a letter to the president asking him to implement the Farmer Fair Practice Rules by executive order. The groups say those rules would provide basic protections for farmers and ranchers against unfair and abusive practices as a result of consolidation in agricultural marketplaces. The letter says as a result of massive consolidation, just four meatpacking companies control 85% of the marketplace, as well as 74% of the pork market and over half the poultry market. Over the last four decades of consolidation, 90% of hog farmers and 41% of cattle farmers are now out of business. 71% of poultry growers now live below the federal poverty level. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says the family farmers and ranchers simply don't have any marketplace power. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Substate football action Friday, Marysville at Phillipsburg, 7 p.m. kickoff live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover entertains Pike Valley, 7 p.m. kickoff live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on our website, kndyradio.com, and our mobile app as well.
Football fans, tickets still remain for K-State's final game of the season as the Wildcats host the Iowa State Cyclones this Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 25th in Bill Snyder Family Stadium. A Wildcat 4-pack is just $149, and Ahern Fund members and season ticket holders can purchase general admission tickets for just $35. Get your tickets today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Don't miss the final K-State football home game Saturday, November 25th. Go Cats!
Fifth annual Tree Life USA pre-Thanksgiving gun show this Saturday and Sunday at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Vendors on hand from 9 until 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday, with concessions including breakfast and lunch being served both days. Plan to attend the annual pre-Thanksgiving gun show this Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 3 at the Marysville National Guard Armory.
Welcome to the Giving Thanks Sale at Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville. Style your home with new furniture this fall and support your local community. Receive up to $350 in Marysville Chamber Bucks with your purchase, which can be redeemed at over 115 local businesses. Plus, save an additional 5% when you bring a non-perishable food item for the Marshall County Food Pantry. It's a beautiful season of giving thanks and a wonderful time to spend with family and friends. Feldkamp's Furniture will help you make sure they are cozy and comfortable in your abode, but don't delay. This sale ends when November does.
You may have grown them in the garden, but consider adding a few ornamental peppers to your indoor fall and winter decor. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Often referred to as Christmas peppers, these are the same as the ornamental peppers grown outdoors. Their popularity as indoor plants has fluctuated over time, but some garden centers and florists are selling these along with poinsettias as holiday plants. Grow them in a cool, sunny window that receives at least several hours of direct sunlight. Daytime temperatures around 70 and cooler nighttime temperatures at 65 degrees will help prolong flowering and fruiting. Keep the soil evenly moist but not soggy. Overwatering can lead to root rot, while allowing plants to dry to the point of wilting can lead to flower and fruit drop. The fruit are edible but very hot, so consider enjoying their beauty and using your favorite sweet and hot pepper varieties for meals. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
It was Ollie versus Frazier. Not that Ollie versus Frazier, but their kids, rather. The unique fight is part of today's American countryside and is brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind to create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. At the age of 19, Leila Ali saw her first women's professional boxing match. Although she was the daughter of Muhammad Ali, it was not until then that she decided she wanted to box. She remembers back to her beginnings.
First fight was
over in a flash. 54 seconds of the first round, I knocked this young lady out. It's funny because I went in ready for war and not knowing that I was fighting a tomato can, as they call them.
Her trainers had put her up against a winless rookie fighter. Though they had confidence in her, there was good reason.
Which was a great first fight. My handlers were like, okay, she says she wants to do it, but some fighters get in there and they see those bright lights and they see the crowd and the audience and they freeze up. So you want to make sure, because of my name and because of everything that was on the line, that I was going to win.
She quickly proved she could be a champ in her own right, never losing a match. But there were some tough battles.
So I have 21 knockouts out of my 24 wins, and I've had some tough battles. And I remember this girl named Kendra Linhart, who I beat. I have 3 fights that went the distance, and she was one of them. And this girl was physically bigger and stronger than me, and I'm not used to that because I'm 5'11", 168 pounds I fought at.
Another of her fights that went the distance involved a lot of family history on both sides.
I mean, Jackie Frazier, Joe Frazier's daughter, was another tough battle because she wanted to win that fight badly, and so did I, and there was all this history. You know, it was Ollie Frazier 4, and we both had to win for the family name and for ourselves, so I went the distance with her as well, but it was a tough fight.
Today she can be found on television and speaking to groups sharing her unique story. Traveling the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Management on your land is hard if you don't know how many animals there are. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. An area can support only so many healthy deer, so assess their numbers as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
I see a lot of deer in a field near my house. I've counted them as a herd and have seen as many as a dozen at a time. This is by no means an accurate assessment of the numbers in our area. Whitetail biologist Grant Woods says the scientific way to determine deer density is by setting out an attractant, such as a mineral block or a pile of corn. He recommends 1 per 100 acres. It should attract at least 90% of them into the area. Set up trail cameras at the bait sites and count the deer that come.
Let's say you get 100 total buck pictures and you uniquely identify 10 bucks, so they average coming 10 times apiece. Now, one buck is subordinate and he only gets there 4 times, and a dominant buck's there 19 times or whatever, but it averages 10 times apiece. And then it is a safe assumption that scientists use that our does and fawns are coming on that same average.
A less expensive way to tell the density of deer is by food availability. An average deer will consume about 5 pounds of dry weight food per day. A limited amount of forage for too many deer causes overbrowsing, which also impacts other wildlife species. To see if there's enough forage, Woods recommends putting a utilization cage in a food plot when it's planted. It's a 3 to 4 foot round cage made of sturdy wire and staked into the ground.
And what that shows me is how tall the plants will get inside where the deer can't reach versus outside where they're browsing. And if my plants are twice as tall or taller on the inside, I don't have enough food for the deer density.
Wood says combining the trail camera survey with a utilization cage is good science when it comes to figuring out deer density on your land. Learn more about counting deer populations at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are they going to give farm?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction. Your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay! Hire a professional you can trust to conduct your...
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land, too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210. 30, 35, another 40, make it a 40, bit it a 40,
now 5, 5, 5, make it a... The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Crucial for farmers and other rural Americans to have high-speed internet. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs in small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Starting early. Well, no one has to tell a smart grower why that's important. That's why the DuPont Crop Protection True Choice Early Pay Multiplier Program could be right up your alley or row. The True Choice Early Pay Multiplier Program maximizes the money you spend on the DuPont Crop Protection products you choose to guard against pest and disease. It not only boosts your purchasing power, but it comes with convenient, flexible options you can use at participating retailers. The earlier you commit, the more money you can save on the DuPont Crop Protection products that will help your crops realize their full potential. And you can get the most for your money by signing up before December 1st. Don't be late for being early. Call your DuPont Crop Protection or Pioneer Sales Professional for more information and to sign up by December 1st. to maximize your savings. You can also visit earlypay.dupont.com to see how getting in early can pay off for you. DuPont Crop Protection, together with you in the pursuit of performance. Subject to True Choice terms and conditions.
Getting broadband to rural residents may be expensive, but Nick Tindall of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers says not connecting them may be costlier.
Far too often, regulators, they'll look at a map of wireless coverage and say, we've got 97% of the country covered. That's a victory. And they'll look at blank spaces in the map and they just see it as a desert. No, that's a cornfield, a soybean field with $10 million worth of product, and it needs covered. And that last 3% are by far probably the most important 3%, because that's where the food, fuel, fiber that is produced that feeds the cities comes from.
Tindall says for farmers to produce more to feed a growing world population, they'll need technology.
There's more lines of computer code in a tractor than there are in the space shuttle. And we expect in the next 100 years to see more productivity gains from the manipulation of big data than we saw in the last 100 years from mechanization.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. K-State's Dr. Barry Flinchbaugh spoke to the nation's ag bankers this week, and he said we've got to stop with the politicalization of science.
Well, we have two issues that there's a lot of misinformation about. A lot of quackery, and that's GMOs, bioengineering, and climate change. And those are scientific issues. They're not political issues. And I would argue science has settled the GMO issue. They're safe, period. Nobody's got a sniffle from eating any bioengineered food. So we need to shut up the naysayers that don't know what they're talking about. Now, climate change is a much different issue. It's not a hoax. The earth is warmed. Now, why? That's debatable. What do we do about it? That's debatable. Politicians need to shut up and let the scientists work and see where they come out. We need an age of science instead of an age of political uncertainty.
And before Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds traveled to Texas to lobby for the removal of the hold of Bill Northey's USDA nomination, Texas Senator Ted Cruz pressured Reynolds to reach a deal on the renewable fuel standard. Cruz told the governor to negotiate a deal that allows corn farmers to sell much more corn, but without costing thousands of refinery workers their jobs. He said the real problem with the RFS is refiners being required to buy expensive renewable identification number credits, or RINs, to meet the EPA's increasing biofuels targets. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Network. Plus, signs are getting bigger for corn and Kansas City wheat, along with soybeans here on Friday. December corn is up 6 1/4 now at 342 and three quarters. March up 6 at 355. December Kansas City wheat up 4 1/4 at 421 and a quarter. March KC wheat is up 4 1/4 at 438 and three quarters. As far as the soybeans are concerned, some good news there, too. January soybeans up 17 at 989 and a quarter. March beans up 16 and a half at 999 and three quarters. Very strong moves for soybeans. At the same time, soybean meal is up sharply. December is up 750 at 318. January bean meal up 730 at 319.80. Bean oil is the sticking point here. December down 5, 34.38. January bean oil is down 6 at 34.53. So we were, for the most part, looking pretty good in the soy complex, except for soybean oil. December live cattle down 70 at 118.85. Feb down 42 at 124.70 as we continue to have struggles with cattle. January feeders down 187 at 152.02. March feeders down 175 at 150.35. A reminder that all the later months in both live cattle and feeder cattle are still lower. Hogs are mixed. December hogs up 17 at 60.27, but that's where the good news ends. Everything else is down when it comes to hogs. February, April, etc., all on the downside. Looking at a couple of other issues, December cotton is up 64 points at 69.83. March cotton is up 31 at 69.49, so some positive moves for cotton today. Crude oil is on quite a rally. December crude is up $1.33 at 56.47. January crude oil is currently up $1.33 31 at 56.66. All the other energies are coming along for the ride there as well. December gold is up $18.60 currently at $12.96.90. So good moves for gold as well. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. And for dinner the other night, I had lamb chops. They were great. I'll talk about it after this message.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
I'll admit, I don't talk very much about the American sheep and lamb industry on National Farm Report, and I do hear from producers who wonder why. It's not definite or something that I look out to do in National Farm Report. But I guess growing up on a dairy farm with a few pigs and a few chickens, we didn't eat much in the way of lamb or mutton. Well, I want to talk now about the American Lamb Board, because it just recently announced the launch of Feed Your Adventurous Side. It's a consumer campaign representing the spirit of today's lamb industry. It takes lamb beyond its traditional use at holidays to a bold exploration of flavor, and adventure. And even though we're coming into the season of turkey and roast pork and roast beef, you might want to put lamb on the table. Research conducted for the American Lamb Board shows an opportunity to position lamb as offering unique and adventurous flavor to capture the attention of consumers. The campaign reaches out to people most likely to desire new food favorites with lamb through social media, websites, and other online destinations, supported by retail, food service, and influencer program. The Adventurous Campaign is the most visible American lamb program funded by producers, feeders, and packers to increase consumer awareness and spark the frequency of more lamb purchases. It was developed as part of the Checkoff's efforts to focus on long-range steady programs that build awareness for American lamb as the premier product. And so, the new positioning for American lamb as the adventurous, versatile protein option talks directly to people they regard as flavor seekers, who maybe are bored with ordinary food options. And so, look for more on this lamb campaign. Back with a final word after this message.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Sedex lubricants with Sedex gift cards for gallons. You earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 125 gallons of Sedex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases. Purchase now through February 28, 2018. Just visit your farmer's cooperative branch for complete offer details and ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Sedex Total Protection Plan.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
The American Land Board has brochures, customizable tools for farmers' markets, and other programs to support local efforts. The lamb was good. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Vaccines are nothing new for battling the PRRS virus in pigs, but there is a new vaccine being developed with a twist in how it's administered on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Porcine Reproductive and Respiratory Syndrome, or PRRS, is a virus that all pork producers dread. It's a highly mutating type of disease, so current vaccines and treatments haven't been successful at eliminating the problems with it. A new startup company in Illinois called Aptimmune Biologics is taking a different approach to the traditional intramuscular vaccine. Steve Berger is the company's development director. He says they're working on a vaccine that's administered in the pig's nose.
We believe that the mucosal surfaces of the respiratory tract, which is where this virus actually infects and affects the animal, is the most important location to develop an appropriate immune response. And so that's how our proprietary formulation of a vaccine is designed, in order to stimulate the immune response in the mucosal surfaces in order to prevent the shedding, the spreading of the virus in the herd.
Berger says PRRS has huge financial implications for the swine industry, and there's clearly a return on investment in a vaccine that solves the problem. However, one of the difficulties the company is facing is that there have been vaccines on the market for 25 years.
And so some people either are starting to think it's not worth it to vaccinate, or that they're not going to get a return on investment by investing in vaccines. And that's the paradigm that we intend to shift, to come out with a solution to prove that there is a solution to PRRS and to flu.
Berger says the vaccine is now available for veterinarians. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Aptimmune Biologics at agriculture.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. A fire at a North Newton elevator kept firefighters busy throughout the late afternoon hours Thursday afternoon, and then through the overnight hours as well. The good news is the fire at Mid-Kansas Co-op in North Newton resulted in no injuries, according to MKC's Nicole Gouldy.
Correct. No, there have been no reports of injuries. No one was in the building when the fire was first reported, and emergency crews were called in right away.
This was in a building that was close to an elevator, adjacent to an elevator.
Correct. The fire began and was contained to a flat shed there on our property at our North Newton location, and it was right next to a grain elevator, but the fire never spread into the elevator.
I see. Very good. No real hazard to anybody.
The fire was contained there in the flat shed, and it's gone, but we didn't have any grain of our assets, grain or anything in that building. But no one was hurt, and nothing was affected on the grain elevator, so that was critical.
That's NKC's Nicole Gouldy. The exact cause of the fire still under investigation, and total damage estimates are still being calculated. In other news, a coalition of agriculture groups stressing the importance of the North American Free Trade Agreement to state governors. The coalition representing more than 100 ag groups is asking governors to let President Trump know that they support a modernized NAFTA that maintains and enhances food and agricultural trade. The letter comes as U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer complained earlier this week about ag groups lobbying regarding NAFTA, saying public comments make the negotiations harder. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, you've been having problems with herbicide-resistant weeds in your fields? Let's move to the next generation. Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans using dicamba herbicide. Roundup Ready 2 Extends have no yield drag, excellent yielders, durability, strong production. Give us a call at Kaufman Seeds, 1-800-634-2836 for your next clean field of soybean production.
Now, for this message to the public. It's been another great year here at the King's Corner. We want to say thank you. And to show our appreciation, we're having our biggest ever year-end sales blowout at Credit King. All makes and models, prices slashed every day we add to the markdowns. You'll save thousands. Trade-ins welcome, $100 layaway plan. Bad credit, no credit, not a problem. You know it. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does it better than the King. The biggest ever year-end sales blowout ever. You'll love it. Credit King, 31st South and Broadway. GoCreditKing.com.
KNDY.